بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 35, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Today, Alhamdulillah, it is our intention and hope, by the permission of Allah, to take the lesson number 22, which is next to the last lesson for Book 1. So today, inshallah, we're going to be doing lesson number 22. We're going to start with a quick review of the English key for lesson number 22. Since last week, we finished a little early, and we were able to go through the English key for lesson 22, which deals with the different groups or categories of nouns that are mamnu' min al-sarf, in English known as diptotes. Last week we went through the English key, so we're going to just review it today, and then we're going to go right into the Arabic part of the lesson on page 117, which is a dialogue. And after that dialogue, on the following page, we're going to have an Arabic explanation of the various types, the anwa' of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Okay, so the arrangement in the Arabic is a little bit different than the explanation in the English key, meaning yani just the manner in which it is presented, but basically the information is exactly the same. So we're going to go over it, we're going to review it once in English, and then after we read the text on page 117 at the beginning of lesson 22, then we're going to go back again through an explanation of the various groups of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf in Arabic, and then we're going to read yani one exercise. It begins on the bottom of page 118 and it goes over until page 119. Then we have some vocabulary words, and that will be the end of this lesson. Okay, so there's one more lesson remaining, that's lesson 23, which is really just a continuation of lesson 22, meaning affairs related to the different anwa' or the types of words in Arabic that are mamnu' min al-sarf. So today's lesson 22 and next week's lesson 23 are dealing with the same topic. Hopefully, inshallah, between these two sessions, today and next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we should be able to cover this topic thoroughly. And I should note that the topic of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf is not completed here in these two lessons, but rather some other groups and other types will be taken in Book 2 and Book 3 as well. So these are some of the most common and the main types of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. If we learn these groups well, then inshallah, what comes after this in the next level, on the next levels, inshallah, should be yani even easier. This is the main foundation of the topic of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Also, I should note that this is the last topic that we're going to take in this level 1 course. So, before we begin for today, I just want to remind everybody that I sent a notice out last week. I mentioned it in the session last week, and I also sent the notice out on more than one day reminding you that I want to have some input from those who have been regularly attending the class. I want to have some input from you. What do you suggest? Okay, I'm going to try to go with the majority view concerning this matter. Should we just go through a quick review of the English keys from lesson 1 through 23? Or should we look at another book, a different book, that has been written as a review, a summary of the grammatical points for Medina Book 1. Do you want to look at another book? Or do you want to just go through the English keys? So far, I got a little bit of input from a few people, and basically most of the people who have expressed their view concerning this matter have suggested that we take a different book, not the English keys, but a different book that summarizes the rules for Medina Book 1. And there are two or three books like this. So last year, or I should say in this year, in the beginning of the year, when we were reviewing Book 1 from a previous class, we did do one of those review books. And so we're not going to be doing that one, but we'll pick one of the other ones that we didn't do. more recently, and we'll try to go through them. Unless I get some more views from the class, and people, and more people are saying we just want to do the English key from the Medina book itself. So far, nobody has said that. So let's see how it goes. Okay, I still would like to hear from as many of you as possible. What is your view? Do you want to just go through the English keys, or do you want to do the reading of another book that has been written with a little different format, but its intent is to review the grammatical, to summarize the grammatical points for Medina Book 1. Alright, okay, so let's get on with the lesson for today. Again, as I said, we're going to start with a quick review of the English key for Lesson 22. A quick review of the English key for Lesson 22, which is on pages 56 and 57 of the English key. Okay, our topic is categories or groups, types of words in Arabic, nouns in Arabic, that come under the title of Al-Mamnu' min al-Sarf. Al-Mamnu' min al-Sarf. Yani words that are prohibited from making all of their full changes. Yani the full changes that Arabic nouns go through. Primarily that means that they change from being marfu'un with dhamma to majrur with kasra to mansub with fatha. So words that are mamnu' min al-sarf do not make the full changes. Yani they only take yani dhamma and fatha. They don't take kasra, words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Except with some exceptions that we'll talk about, inshallah. And the other thing is that the words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, they do not take tanween. Okay, so this is what they mean by mamnu' min al-sarf, meaning it is prohibited or prevented from making the full sarf, full changes that other nouns go through. In English, they're called diptotes. All right, so quick review, English key, page 56. We have learned several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not have tanween. Okay, so this is the first point about words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, that there are different types of words that do not take tanween. Most nouns and adjectives do have tanween. Most nouns and adjectives do take tanween. Yani either they take alif lam or they take tanween. Now, the general rule is that nouns and adjectives in Arabic take alif lam or tanween, one or the other. However, tanween is omitted in the following cases. It's omitted A, when the noun or adjective has alif lam. So, a noun cannot have alif lam and tanween, okay? Because alif lam represents the definite article, tanween represents the indefinite article. So, a word can't be definite and indefinite at the same time. So, this is a reason why a word that can take tanween would not have it, that is, if it has alif lam. B, when it is mudhaf, okay? A word that normally can take tanween, if it is in an idhafa construction, as the first part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf. Then we said from the rules of idhafa, is that the first part of the idhafa construction, the word that is known as the mudhaf, it never takes alif lam or tanween, when it's in that position of being mudhaf. So if a word is a mudhaf, then it's not going to take tanween as well. Third thing, C, when it is preceded by ya. Ya and nida, the vocative ya, when you're calling to somebody, saying ya ustadu, or ya bilalu. Yani, when a noun follows the vocative ya, ya and nida, this noun that follows the vocative ya is called al-munada. The munada doesn't take tanween. So these are three cases in which normal nouns that take tanween would not take tanween if it has alif lam, if it's the first part of an idhafa construction, the mudhaf, or if it's the munada, the word following ya and nida. So these are cases in which they don't take tanween. Otherwise, these words normally can take tanween, except because of alif lam, or because of it being mudhaf, or because of it being munada. So, that being said, these are words that can take tanween, but then there are other words, certain nouns and adjectives, which never take tanween. And they are called diptotes. In Arabic, it's called al-mamnu' min al-sarfi. We have learned in this book the following groups of nouns and adjectives, which are diptotes. And then they list eight categories, or eight types, or groups of nouns and adjectives that do not, yani that are mamnu' min al-sarf, that are diptotes. Okay, so there are 8 groups here, okay? I'm going to try to classify them now into pairs of 2. Yani, the first 2 groups, they have a relationship to each other. The second 2 groups also have a relationship to each other, 3 and 4. And the third 2, 5 and 6, also have a relationship to each other. So I want you to learn them, yani, in pairs. Number 1 and 2, what do they have in common? Number 1 is feminine proper nouns, like Aminatu, Zainabu, Khadijatu, Maryamu. Yani, feminine proper nouns do not take tanween, they're diptotes. Number 2, masculine proper nouns ending in ta marbuta. Okay, so feminine proper nouns, all of them, whether they have ta marbuta or not, they don't take tanween. Masculine proper nouns, the ones which end with the feminine ending, the ta marbuta ending, like hamzatu and usamatu and muawiyatu, those masculine proper nouns, if they have the feminine ending, they also don't take tanween. So the first 2 are what? The feminine proper nouns, all of them, and certain masculine proper nouns if they have the feminine ending ta marbuta. The next 2 groups are also have something in common. They are nouns, masculine proper nouns ending with ana, yani ending with fatta alif noon, an extra 2 letters, alif noon. Yani if the root of the masculine proper noun has this extra ending on the end of the triliteral root, like Ramadanu. Yani the root of the word Ramadan is Ra Mim Bad. Now we have an extra alif and noon added to the end. Words that end with that extra alif and noon, if they are masculine proper nouns, they are mamnu min sarf. So you have Uthmanu. Yani Ain Tha Mim with an extra alif noon. Yani you have Marwanu. Mim Ra Wa with an extra alif noon. You have Sufyanu. Sin Fa Ya with an extra alif noon. So masculine proper nouns that end with this extra alif and noon are mamnu min sarf. And likewise, adjectives that end with that extra alif and noon, like ghadabanu and ta'banu and kaslanu, mal'anu, yani they're on the pattern of fa'lan. The root, the first 3 root letters, the fa'ain and the lam, yani take fatta and sukoon. And then you have added to it this extra alif and noon. These are adjectives. Ghadban, angry. Kaslan, lazy. And so on, like this. Afashan, thirsty. So these 2 groups, number 3 and 4, what do they have in common? They both end with alif, an extra alif and noon added to the root of the word. Okay? The next 2, 5 and 6, they are both on the pattern of af'alu. Af'alu, meaning the root fa'ain lam, yani you add to the root a hamza with fatta on the beginning, and the first root letter takes sukoon, and the second root letter takes fatta. This pattern, af'alu, like hamd, right? Ha mim del. If you add a hamza with fatta before the first root letter ha, and then sukoon on the first root letter, the second root letter take fatta, you get ahmadu. The same thing with majd, mim, jim, del. If you add a hamza with fatta to the beginning, put sukoon on the first letter, fatta on the second letter, amjadu, amjadu. And the same thing with noor, yani noon, waw, ra, anwaru. So this pattern of masculine proper nouns on the pattern of afalu is mamnu min sarf, and adjectives on the same pattern are mamnu min sarf. Okay, so the third group is the pattern af'alu, either masculine proper nouns on this pattern or adjectives on this pattern, like the colors aswadu, ahmaru, yani akhdaru, asmaru, abyadu, and so on, like this. Okay, so the third yani group or pair of groups, yani, is the pattern af'alu, either masculine proper nouns or adjectives on the pattern af'alu are mamnu min sarf. The second group are masculine proper nouns or adjectives that end with alif and noon. The first pair of groups is feminine proper nouns like Amina and Zainab, and masculine proper nouns that have the feminine ending. Okay, so these are 6 of the 8 categories. The first 2, feminine proper nouns, masculine proper nouns with tarmabuta. The second group, the second two, three and four, are masculine proper nouns and adjectives that end with an. The third pair, five and six, are masculine proper nouns or adjectives that are on the pattern of afa'alu. That's six groups. The seventh group is non-Arabic proper nouns, like William, London, Pakistan. Non-Arabic proper nouns. Proper nouns that are not from Arabic language. Okay, and the last group are certain broken plural patterns. Not all broken plural patterns are mamnu man asarf, but we had in lesson 13, afa'ila'u, like qawi aqwiya, ghani aghniya, sadiq asdiqa, and so on like this. That's one pattern that is from the broken plural patterns, that's mamnu man asarf. And we also had in lesson 13, fu'ala'u, like wazir wuzara'u, zamil zumala'u, faqir fuqara'u, amir umara'u, and so on like this. So these were two broken plural patterns, af'ila'u and fu'ala'u, that we had in lesson 13. And two more, we had in lesson 16, mafa'ilu, like makatibu, masajidu, and so on. And I don't think we had mafa'ilu, but we had it in this lesson 22. We had yani this mentioned here. Alright, so these four patterns of broken plural patterns, these four are mamnu min asarf. Af'ila'u, fu'ala'u, mafa'ilu, and mafa'ilu. Okay, so these are the eight types of nouns that are diptotes. Mamnu min asarf. Yani the first two, feminine proper nouns and masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta. Three and four, masculine proper nouns and adjectives that end with an. Five and six, masculine proper nouns and adjectives that are on the pattern of afa'alu. Seven and eight are non-Arabic proper nouns and certain broken plural patterns. Af'ila, fu'ala, mafa'il, and mafa'il. Okay, so this is yani what we covered last week. And then we went over the vocabulary last week. We don't need to do that today. And after that, what we should be doing for today as part of our brand new lesson after reviewing the English key for lesson 22, the next thing that we should be doing is reading the Arabic text for lesson 22 on page 117. But before we read the Arabic text, I just want to make a note, a quick note here, that some of these eight categories of mamnu min asarf words, some of them we studied specifically in some of the earlier lessons. Like in other words, we had feminine proper nouns or mamnu min asarf. They don't take tanween. We had that in lesson 4. Okay, masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta or mamnu min asarf. We had that in lesson 10. So we actually mentioned this in the English key and we made a note of it when we were doing those lessons. The third and fourth group, masculine proper nouns and adjectives that end with ana, we studied one of them. We studied adjectives that have the ending ana when we had words like ghadban, kaslan, jaw'an, atashan. And we had those words in lesson 9. In the first half of lesson 9, was divided into two parts, A and B. In the first part of lesson 9 in English key, we mentioned that adjectives that have this ending, this extra alif and noon, or mamnoon and asarf, we didn't mention the proper masculine proper nouns that have that ending. But masculine proper nouns goes along with those adjectives that have the extra aleph and noon. Also, the pattern of yani af'alu that we saw in groups 5 and 6. Adjectives on that pattern, we had those colors in lesson 22. Aswadu and Abiyadu and so on. In this lesson today that we're taking, as far as masculine proper nouns on that pattern, afa'alu, I don't think we studied that specifically in any of the lessons, but in any case, 5 and 6 go together. The pattern of afa'alu, masculine proper nouns or adjectives that are on the pattern of afa'alu, yani, or mamnu min asarf. As far as non-Arabic proper nouns, we mentioned that. Non-Arabic proper nouns, names of people and places, cities and countries like London and Pakistan, and men and people's names, masculine proper, non-Arabic proper nouns. We said there, Mamnum and Asarf, we had that in lesson 14. And as far as the broken plural patterns, we had two of the broken plural patterns that are Mamnum and Asarf in lesson 13, Af'ila'u and Fu'ala'u, and we had Mafa'il in lesson 16. As far as Mafa'il, I don't think we mentioned it in the English here anywhere, but in any case, it's also from the groups of nouns that are, of adjectives that are, nouns or adjectives that are Mamnum and Asarf. Alright, so I just wanted to mention that in those lessons, previously we had, yani most of what is mentioned here from these eight categories, in lesson 4, in lesson 9, in lesson 10, in lesson 13, 14, and 16. And whatever remains we're having in this lesson, 22. Alright, so let's read now the Arabic text for lesson 22 on page 117. Keeping in mind that we want to focus on, most importantly, we want to focus on identifying words that are mamnum and asarf in this dialogue. So we want to read the dialogue. You should have already read it. You should have written it out, inshallah. I can't emphasize the importance of improving and perfecting your ability to write Arabic. That only can come by practicing. The more you write out the exercises, the easier it becomes for you to write. And the easier it becomes for you to write, the more likely that you're going to practice more, because it's not difficult anymore. And if in the beginning it's difficult to write out the lesson, that's because you need more practice. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to write. And the easier it becomes to write, the easier it is for you to practice. And the more practice you do, the better you're going to become. So you have to practice writing. Likewise, reading all the lessons, reading them out loud. Even if you have nobody to read to, read them out loud. Meaning in an audible voice. Practicing reading out loud is different, and it's more beneficial than just reading in your mind, looking at the words, just comprehending them in your mind. Pronounce the words out loud. If you have somebody to read to, even over the telephone, practice reading to somebody who can follow your reading and make sure that they correct any mistakes. So practice in reading, practice in writing. You can do that on your own every day of the week with somebody in your family or somebody in your neighborhood, somebody that you pray with in the masjid, or somebody that you can call on the telephone and ask them for 10 minutes, 15 minutes to read a lesson every day. 15 minutes once a day is not a lot. And if you can't get one person to do that, then get two or three people and read to each one of them twice a week. Alright, practice in reading and writing is of the utmost importance. Alright, so hopefully you have written out this lesson and you've read it at least once, if not more, and you have translated it, and you have also paid attention to all the grammatical rules that we've studied previously, but especially the words in this dialogue that are Mamnum and Asarf. Okay, at the top of the page 117 it says, Ad-Darsu Al-Thani Wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu الثاني والعشرون يعني the 22nd lesson. حامد طبيب. And you can read ahead of me, and I'll just pause a little bit to give you a chance to read ahead of me and also translate ahead of me. حامد طبيب, meaning حامد is a طبيب. Hamid is a tabib. Zawjatuhu mudarrisatun. Zawjatuhu mudarrisatun. His zawja, his spouse, his wife, is a teacher, female teacher, mudarrisatun. Let me just note here that these are two, nominal sentences. Hamidun tabibun. That's a sentence, a nominal sentence, a jumla ismiya, composed of the mubtada, the subject, and the khabar, the predicate. That's a complete sentence. Hamidun is the subject, the mubtada, and tabibun is the predicate, the khabar. Complete sentence. Same thing, zawjatuhu mudarrisatun, mubtada and khabar, subject and predicate. Jumla ismiya. Ismuha Aminatu. Her name, his zawja, اسمها آمينة. Her name is آمينة. Here I want to note, آمينة does not have تنوين. Unlike حامد, طبيب, مدرسة. مدرسة is a يعني feminine form of the word مدرس. It's not ممنوع من الصرف. Because why? We said that feminine proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف. Not feminine words, but feminine proper nouns. Okay, مدرسة is a common noun. And it's used for anybody who's a female teacher. Okay, but a proper noun means the name of a specific person, like آمينة. So آمينة is a feminine proper noun. We said that feminine proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take تنوين. As well as, along with them, we said masculine proper nouns that have the feminine ending of تاء مربوطة. Feminine proper nouns are all ممنوع من الصرف, if they have تاء مربوطة or not. So زينب doesn't have تاء مربوطة, but it's a feminine proper noun, so it's ممنوع من الصرف. مريم is also a feminine proper noun, doesn't have تاء مربوطة, but all feminine proper nouns are يعني ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take تنوين, no matter if they have تاء مربوطة or not. Yani the restriction to it having termabuta is for masculine proper nouns. Masculine proper nouns are only ممنوع من الصرف if they end with ta marbuta. Okay? So let's go back to the lesson. حامدٌ طبيبٌ زوجته مدرسةٌ اسمها آمينة. Her name is آمينة. حامدٌ له أربعة أبناء. Hamid has four sons. Here I want to note, أربعة أبناء, that we said in lesson 19 and 20, that the numbers from 3 to 10 are used in an idafa construction, and the number, the عدد, is opposite the thing being numbered, the معدود, in gender. So because أبناء is the plural of ابن, it's masculine, so the number has to be feminine. أربعة أبناء. And we also said the معدود, the thing being counted, is always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. In idafa, right? The mudaf ilayh is majroor, and also it's going to always be jam'un, yani plural. Arba'atu abna'in. Okay, so Hamid has four sons. Hum, Hamzatu, wa Uthmanu, wa Ahmadu, wa Ibrahimu. His four sons are Hamza, Uthman, Ahmed, and Ibrahim. Now, notice that none of these four names have tanween. And we said masculine proper nouns normally take tanween unless they fit into one of these categories, like they end with ta marbuta, or they end with the extra alif noon, or they're on the pattern of af'alu, or they're foreign proper nouns. So each of these four are mamnu min sarf for four different reasons. Hamza too is mamnu min sarf because it ends with the feminine ending. Uthmanu is mamnu min sarf because it has an extra alif noon added to its root, the ayn, tha, and meem. There's an extra alif noon added to the end of it, and we said that masculine proper nouns and adjectives that have the extra alif and noon are mamnu min al-sarf. Ahmadu is mamnu min al-sarf because it's on the pattern of af'alu. So we said that masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu, and adjectives as well on the pattern of af'alu, like aswadu and abiyadu and akhdaru and ahmaru, yani that they are all mamnu min al-sarf. And Ibrahim was mamnu min al-sarf because it's a non-Arabic proper noun. Foreign proper nouns are mamnu min al-sarf. And most of the names of the prophets that are mentioned in the Quran, like Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Ya'qub and Yusuf, they are all non-Arabic, originally non-Arabic proper nouns, so they're mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, now we want to go further into his four sons, Hamza and Uthman and Ahmad and Ibrahim. Ahmadu, we're on line 2, last half of the line. أحمد وحمزة طالبان. أحمد وحمزة طالبان. أحمد and حمزة are two students. Again, أحمد and حمزة two are ممنوع من الصرف, so they don't have تنوين. طالبان is a مثنى word. Remember, we said that we make a noun يعني into its dual form by adding أنا. So طالب becomes طالبان. بيت becomes بيتاني. شجرة becomes شجرتاني. And so on like this. So طالباني means يعني two students. It's the مثنى, dual form. After that, أحمد طالب مجتهد وحمزة طالب كسلان. Yani Ahmed and Hamza are two students. Yani from the sons of Hamid. Ahmed is a talibun mujtahidun. Yani Ahmed is a talib mujtahid. Yani a hard working student. Wa Hamza tu talibun kaslanu. While Hamza is a lazy student. Now what we want to note here is that mujtahid is a na'at, a sifat describing talibun. So it has to agree with it and having tanween and being marfoon with dhamma, yani and being singular and in yani being masculine. Hamzatu talibun kaslanu. Kaslanu is a na'at or a sifat describing talibun, and here again it has to agree with it and being masculine and being yani marfoon with dhamma and being indefinite with tanween. And in being masculine, did I say masculine already? Masculine, indefinite. But as far as indefinite, okay, kislan is indefinite, but it doesn't take tanween. And why? It doesn't take tanween because kislan is an adjective on the pattern of fa'alan. And it has the ending, an extra aleph and noon added to its root, kaf, seen, lam, kislanu. Alright? So, otherwise, it's marfu'un with dhamma, and it's masculine, and it is, yani, singular, right, and marfu'un. But it as far as agreeing with it being definite or indefinite, it is in agreement with it being indefinite, but it doesn't have tanween because it's mamnu'un min al-sarf. Okay, go to the next line, 1, 2, 3, fourth line down. قَالَ يُوسُفُ عَنْدِي خَمْسَةُ أَقْلَامٍ عِنْدِي خَمْسَةُ أَقْلَامٍ. So, Yusuf said, عندي, with me, I have 5 pens. So what I want to note here is, خَمْسَةُ أَقْلَامٍ. The numbers from 3 to 10 are going to be in idhafa construction. The number coming first, the thing being numbered is going to be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُورٌ and plural. خَمْسَةُ and opposite in gender. Yani أَقْلَام is the plural of قَلَم is masculine, so the number has to be feminine. خَمْسَةُ أَقْلَامٍ. هذا قلم أحمر. This is a red pen. And again, يعني أحمر is an adjective describing قلم. قلم has تنوين. أحمر doesn't have تنوين because it's on the pattern of أفعلو. An adjective on the pattern of أفعلو is ممنوع من الصرف. But it is مرفوع and it's masculine and it's singular. After this, وهذا قلم أزرق. And this is a yani blue pen. And again, azraq is marfoon with dhamma like qalam, but it doesn't take tanween because yani it's on the pattern of af'alu. Adjective on the pattern of af'alu, mamnoon min al-sarf, doesn't take tanween. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَخْضَرُ. And this is a green pen. أَخْضَرُ مَمْنُون مِنَ الصَّرْفِ for the same reason, af'alu pattern. وَهَذَا قَلَمٌ أَسْوَدُ. And this is a black pen. وهذا قلم أصفر. And this is a yellow pen. And again, أحمر أزرق أخضر أسود and أصفر are all يعني on the pattern of أفعل. Adjectives on the pattern of أفعل are ممنون من الصرف. Going down to the next line. قالت زينب. زينب said, عندي مناديل كثيرة. عندي مناديل كثيرة. يعني زينب said, I have many مناديل, handkerchiefs. Many handkerchiefs. Here we want to say what? That كثيرة is a not describing مناديل. It's feminine singular because what? مناديل is a غير عاقل plural. Plurals for غير عاقل we had in lesson 16 we said, we treat them as though they are feminine singular. So the not is going to be in the feminine singular form, kathiratun. And manadil doesn't have tanween because what? It's mamnu min al-sarf because it's on the pattern of mafailu. Mafailu. After that, I have many handkerchiefs. Hatha abyadu. This one is white. Wahatha asfaru. And this one is yellow. Wahatha ahmaru. And this one is red. Wahatha azraqu, and this one is blue. All of these colors, abiyadu and asfaru, ahmaru and azraqu, on the pattern of af'alu, mamnu min al-sarf, no tanween. قالت لها فاطمة. Now Fatima said to her, يعني to Zainab, أعندك منديل أخضر؟ يعني أعندك, do you have a منديل, يعني handkerchief that is أخضر, that is green. قالت, she said, يعني Zainab said, لا ما عندي منديل أخضر. ما عندي, this is ما النافية, the ما of negation, as opposed to ما الاستفهامية, the ما of asking a question, ما هذا, what is this, this one is negation, ما عندي, I do not have, ما عندي منديل أخضر, I do not have a green handkerchief. قال طلحة, here طلحة, this is a masculine proper noun, but it ends with تاء مربوطة, so it's ممنوع من الصرف. قال طلحة عندي مفاتيح كثيرة. عندي, I have مفاتيح, يعني مفاتيح is the plural of مفتاح, يعني I have مفاتيح كثيرة, many keys. Now again, مفتاح is masculine, but this is the يعني plural, so the plural for غير عاقل nouns are going to be treated as though they're feminine singular, so the adjective describing it, كثيرةٌ, is feminine singular. And مفاتيحُ doesn't have تنوين because it's ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of مفاعيلُ. طلحة then says, يعني after he says عندي مفاتيحُ كثيرةٌ, هذا مفتاحُ الغرفةِ, this is مفتاحُ الغرفةِ, the key to the room. وهذا مفتاح الحقيبة, and this is the key of the briefcase or bag. وهذا مفتاح السيارة, and this is the key of the car. Notice that all of these are إضافة constructions. مفا يعني مفتاح الغرفة, غرفة مضاف إليه مجرور, the sign that is مجرور is كسرة. ومفتاح الحقيبة, الحقيبة is مضاف إليه مجرور, the sign that is مجرور is كسرة. And مفتاح السيارة, السيارة is مضاف إليه مجرور, sign of مجرور is كسرة. قال سفيان, now سفيان speaks, سفيان said في بلدنا, في بلدنا مساجد ومدارس كثيرة. In our land, in our country are masajids and schools, كثيرة, يعني many masjids and many schools. Here, مساجد is the plural of masjid, but it's on the pattern of مفاعيل, so it's ممنوع من الصرف, no تنوين, مساجد. And مدارس is the plural of مدرسة, it's on the pattern of مفاعيل, ممنوع من الصرف, no تنوين. في بلدنا مساجد, on the وزن of مفاعيل, and مدارس on the وزن of مفاعيل, both of them ممنوع من الصرف, and also they are غير عاقل plurals, يعني they are plurals of not for human beings, so they are treated as though they are feminine singular, so the adjective كثيرة is in the feminine singular form. وفنادق قليلة, يعني in our land are many masjids and many schools and few hotels. وفنادق قليلة, فنادق is on the pattern of مفاعيل, ممنوع من الصرف, no تنوين, and it's a غير عاقل plural, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular with the adjective قليلة, فنادق قليلة. أهؤلاء الطباء, this is a question, أهؤلاء are these people الطباء, doctors, الطباء is the plural of طبيب. It's originally on the pattern of أفعيلا, يعني, but because of the double ba in this word, طب, طبيب, so the وزن, يعني the pattern is modified slightly. يعني from being أفعيلا, أطبيبا became أطباء on the pattern of أفعيلا. Are these أطباء, are these doctors? And again, this pattern أفعيلا is a pattern of broken plurals, that's ممنوع من الصرف. So you see, الطباء does not have تنوين. Are these doctors? لا, هم مدرسون وهم علماء كبار. Are these doctors? No, they are teachers. مدرسون. That's the masculine sound plural from مدرس. مدرسون. Like Muslim, مسلمون. And كافر, كافرون. مدرس, مدرسون. وهم علماء كبار. And they are major scholars, big scholars. كبار. And كبار is the plural of كبير. And here, since the علماء is a plural for an عاقل, then we have to use an adjective to describe it, that's plural, not feminine singular, plural. هم علماء كبار. علماء is on the pattern of فعلاء, which is a broken plural pattern, ممنوع من الصرف. So علماء does not have تنوين, while the adjective describing it, كبار, does have تنوين. Okay, I think that's the end of our dialogue. Yep, that's the end of the dialogue. I hope, inshallah, that everybody... when they went through it, they read it, they understood it, they were able to translate it, and they also recognized, especially the words that are mamnu min al-sarf, and why. Not just recognizing that they're mamnu min al-sarf, but we have to know why are they mamnu min al-sarf. That's very important. So when we see a word, we'll know that it's supposed to be mamnu min al-sarf. Why? Because it's a feminine proper noun, or because it's a masculine proper noun that has ta marbuta. Or because it's a masculine proper noun or an adjective that ends with an, like Uthman and Sufyan and Marwan, or adjectives like Kaslanu and Jawanu and Atashanu and Shab'anu. Yani, we need to be able to know why a word is mamnu min al-sarf. Yani, another reason why it may be mamnu min al-sarf is because it's on the pattern of afalu, either a proper noun or an adjective on the pattern of afalu, like the colors, adjectives. Or it's a foreign proper noun of a name of a person or place or city, or it's one of the yani patterns of broken plurals that are mamnu min al-sarf, like afilau fu, yani fu'alau, mafailu, and mafailu. And we're going to look at examples of all of these now. Just as we looked at it in English, in the English key, so now we're going to look at the same explanation, but this time in Arabic. Okay, so they have listed the on page 118 the groups or the types of words that are mamnu min al-sarf. They have listed them as six. Yani, the first group is one, second group two, the third group three. They've divided into two parts. All right, so that really comes out to three and four, and the fourth group, they've also divided into two parts, Aleph and Ba, so that comes out to five and six. And then the fifth group, Yani, which is foreign proper nouns, and then the sixth group, they have divided into Aleph, Ba, Jim, and Del. Those are the four, Yani, patterns of broken plurals that are Mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so even though they have it listed here in Arabic as six, if we count group three, A and B, as two, and group four, A and B, as two, then... one, then we have one, we have two, we have three A and B, that makes three and four, and then we have four A and B, that makes five and six, and then we have five, which would then be seven, and then we have six, which would then be eight. Alright? So what they have listed here as three, we should list it as three, and the B for it as four. And what they have listed as four becomes group number five, and its B becomes group number six. And what they have listed here as five becomes group seven, and what they have listed here as six becomes group eight. So there are eight categories, just as we had, yani, in the English key, we had eight categories. So here we also have eight categories, except that three is divided into A and B, and four is divided into A and B. So instead of six, it really comes out to eight categories. Okay, so we'll read them the way they are here, as one, two, three, A and B, four, A and B, five, and six, A, B, Jim, and Del. But basically, they still come out to eight types, yani eight anwa'u, eight types of nouns and adjectives that are mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so let's read page 118. At the top of the page, it says al-mamnu'u min al-sarfi. Al-mamnu'u min al-sarfi, yani those things that are prevented or prohibited from making all of the sarf, yani changing. Changes, yani meaning, in other words, it doesn't make all the full changes from dhamma to kasra to fatha. Rather, when it's marfu and it takes dhamma, When it's mansub, it takes fatha. And when it's majroor, it also takes fatha again. No kasra. Alright? And likewise, these words do not change from alif lam to tanween. Rather, they can take alif lam, but they cannot take tanween. Alright? So we're going to also mention here, I think, or maybe in the next lesson we'll talk about it a little bit more. I hope I don't forget to mention that words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, any of the basic rule is that they don't take tanween, and the second rule related to them is that when they are majroor, instead of taking kasra, they take fatha. Now this second point, that when they are majroor, instead of taking kasra, they take fatha, has some exceptions. So we'll probably talk about them next week, but just in case I forget, I just want to mention now that even though words that are mamnu' min al-sarf don't take kasra when they are majroor, but they are exempted from that rule and they can take kasra in two situations. One, if they have alif lam added to that word, that's mamnu' min al-sarf. If alif lam is added to it, then it can now take kasra when it's majroor. And likewise, if it is put into an idalfa construction as the first part of an idalfa construction, the muvalf, then it can take kasra if it's majroor. So these are two case exceptions to the word that's mamnu' min al-sarf, which normally if it's majroor, it doesn't take kasra. Rather, it takes fatha. But if you add alif lam to it, for whatever reason, then it can take its kasra if it's majroor. And if you put it into an idalfa construction as the muvalf, the first part of an idalfa construction, it can also then take kasra if it is in the position where it should be majroor. Alright, so hopefully next week we'll talk about that a little bit more. Or if not, then in the future, inshallah. But these are exceptions. Okay, so again, top of page 118, al-mamnu' min al-sarf, yani al-anwa'u al-atiyatu. من الأسماء ممنوعة من الصرف الأنواع الآتية يعني the following أنواع أنواع is the plural of نوع يعني type يعني الأنواع types الآتية the following types من from الأسماء from nouns following types of nouns are ممنوعة من الصرف prohibited from making full changes diptotes. Okay, group number one, they give us examples. Okay, they give us examples in group number one. They said, Zainabu. Okay, so from these examples, we should be able to now recognize, what group does this fall into? What type of nouns are these that are mamnu' min al-sarf? All of them are from one type of group. Okay, Zainabu, Maryamu, Fatimatu, Aishatu, Makkatu, and Juddatu. So what class, what group is this? This is the group of feminine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns. Even if they have tarmabuta or no tarmabuta. Zainabu, Maryamu has no tarmabuta, but they are feminine proper nouns. Fatimatu, Aishatu, Makkatu, and Juddatu. Yani Mecca and Judda, these are proper nouns, names of cities in Arabia. Alright, so this is the first group. The second group, they gave us examples. Hamzatu, Usamatu, Muawiyatu, Talhatu. What do they all have in common? They are all masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. Okay, so these first two groups go together. The first group, feminine proper nouns, are all mamnu' min al-sarf. Masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta also mamnu' min al-sarf. They have the feminine ending, so they became mamnu' min al-sarf, even though they are masculine proper nouns. Otherwise, generally speaking, masculine proper nouns take tanween. The third group, they're divided into two parts, alif and ba. Alif, they give us these words as examples. Uthmanu, Affanu, Sufyanu, Marwanu, and Nu'manu. Okay, what do all of these words have in common? They are all masculine proper nouns. Masculine proper nouns that what? That have an extra aleph and noon added to their triliteral root. Okay, so Uthman has ayn, Fa Meem with a Alif Noon. Affan has Ain, Fa, and another Fa, Shadda, followed by Alif Noon. Sufyan has Seen, Fa, Ya, followed by Alif Noon. Marwan has Meem, Ra, Wow, followed by Alif Noon. And Nu'man has Noon, Ain, Meem, followed by Alif Noon. So this is a third category, yani of words that are mamnoon min al-sarf, masculine proper nouns that have an extra Alif Noon. The next group attached to it as Ba gives us these examples. Kaslanu, Jaw'anu, Atashanu, Shab'anu, Mal'anu. Okay, I didn't define the last group of words or the first three groups of words because they're all proper nouns. So we're not concerned about the meaning of them. We know that these are names of men or names of women. But this group here, these are adjectives and we need to know the meanings of them. Kaslanu means lazy. Jawanu means hungry. Atashanu means thirsty. Shabanu means full, like you have eaten your fill. Mal'anu means to be full in the sense like a container that's full. Yani a glass of water that's full, a glass that's full of water. That's mal'anu. As far as shaba'an means your stomach is full. Okay? So, what do they all have in common? They are adjectives that all have an extra Alif Noon on the end. So these two groups, Uthman and Affan and Sufyan and Kaslan and Jaw'an, they are masculine proper nouns that have the extra Alif Noon, and they are adjectives that have the extra Alif and Noon. Except that these adjectives have a more specific pattern, that is the pattern of Fa'alan. Not only do they have Alif Noon at the end, but they also, the first letter of their root has Fakta, and the second letter of their root has Sukoon. Kaslanu, Jaw'anu, Atashanu, Shab'anu, and Mal. Anu, adjectives on the pattern of fa'alan, yani the end with alif and noon. So this is the third and fourth group. The fifth group, which they have numbered here as four alif, are the examples they gave: Ahmadu, Anwaru, Akbaru, and As'adu. What do they all have in common? Yani they are masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu. Ahmadu, Ahmadu, Anwaru, Akbaru, and As'adu. And all of them, if you look at their roots, Ahmed, the root is Ha, Mim, Del. Anwar, its root is Noon, Waw, Ra. Akbar, its root is Ka, Ba, Ra. And As'ad, its root is Sin, Ain, and Del. So what did we do? We put it on the pattern of Af'alu by adding a Hamza with Fatah to the beginning and Sukoon on the first root letter. Ahmadu, Anwaru, Akbaru, and As'adu, they're all masculine proper nouns on the pattern of Af'alu, and similar to them is 4b, yani adjectives that are on the same pattern of yani Af'alu. Abyadu, Aswadu, Ahmaru, Asfaru, Akhdaru, and Azraku. These are all adjectives on the pattern of Af'alu, rather they're all colors. Abyadu, white, Aswadu, black, Ahmadu, Ahmaru, red, Asfaru, yellow, Akhdaru, green, and Azraku, blue. As far as the group before that, 4A, well, their names, yani, we'll leave them as names. Ahmad, yani, is a well-known name. Anwar, yani, Akbar, As'ad, these are names of men. So the masculine proper nouns, and the B group is adjectives on the pattern of Af'alu. Okay, group number 5, which is really, yani if we're counting, number 7 actually, but they have it as 5. They give us these examples. Williamu, Edwardu, Londonu, Barisu, Pakistanu, Baghdadu, Ibrahimu, Ismailu, Ishaqu, Yaqubu, Yunusu, Yusufu. What do they have in common? That they are all proper nouns that are not from Arabic. Any foreign proper nouns. William is a foreign proper noun. It's not an Arabic name. Edward is a foreign proper noun. London and Paris, they're also names of cities, but they are foreign proper nouns. Pakistan and Baghdad, yani, the name of a country, name of a city. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub. These are names of people, masculine proper nouns that are not originally from Arabic, foreign proper nouns. So that is listed here as number 5. That's our 7th group. And the 8th group they gave us, they divided into 4. I mean, they numbered it as 6, I'm sorry, but it's, and it comes out to our 8. Number 6, they divided into Aleph, Ba, Jim, and Del. 4 patterns of broken plurals that are mamnu min asraf. 2 of these patterns we had in lesson 13. The 3rd one we had in lesson 16. And the 4th one is like the 3rd one, except that it has 2 long vowels. Yani mafa'il, we had in lesson 16, and mafa'il is similar to it, except it has long A and long I. Alright, so these 4 patterns they gave us, yani these are patterns of broken plurals. The first one, Aleph 6a, is aghniya'u. Yani this is the pattern of af'ila'u. Okay? Af'ila'u. We had this in lesson 13. So we have aghniya, which is from ghaniyun. Ghain nun ya. On the pattern of af'ila became aghniya'u. Asdiqa'u is from sadiq. Sad del qaf. On the pattern of af'ila'u became asdiqa'u. Aqwiya'u is from qawi. Strong. Qaf, waw, ya. On the pattern of af'ila became aqwiya'u. And atibba'u is from tabib, ta-ba-ba-ba. Yani on the pattern of afila became, yani should have been atibba'u, but they modified it a little bit and became atibba'u. Okay, aghniya means the ghani, rich. Asdiqa, sadiq, friend. Aqawiya, qawi, strong. Atibba, tabib, doctor. The second group, Fuqara'u is on the, and Wuzara'u and Zumala'u and Ulama, they're all on the pattern of Fu'a'la'u that we had in lesson 13. Fu'a'la'u. Yani the first radical takes Dhamma, the second root takes Fatha, the third root takes Fatha Aleph, and an extra Hamza is added at the end. Fu'a'la'u. So from Faqir, we get Fuqara'u. From wazir, we get wuzara'u. From zamil, we get zumala'u. And from alim, we get ulama'u, fu'ala'u. Faqir, poor, wazir, minister, yani in the government. Zamil, classmate or an associate on the job. And alim means a scholar. The third group, jim, Masajidu, Madarisu, Fanadiku, Makatibu, Daqa'iku. These are all on the pattern of Mafa'ilu, or that which is connected to it. Mafa'ilu, yani clearly you see it in Masajidu from Masjid, place of worship. Madarisu from Madrasa, school. Makatibu from maktab, office or desk. And the other two, fanadiku and daqa'iku, we don't see the mim in it, but it's connected to, yani the pattern of mafa'ilu, in that it has fatta, fatta aleph and kasra. Yani fanadiku, daqa'iku, like masajidu and madarisu and makatibu. Fanadik, hotels, katib, desk or office. Daqa'iq, daqiqa means a minute. Madaris is from madrasa, school, and masajid is from masjid, place of worship. The last group they gave us is mafa'ilu, 2 long vowels, a and e. Yani in examples they gave us directly from this pattern, manadilu and mafatihu. Manadil from mindil, handkerchief. Mafati from miftah, key, and then mulhaq bihim, yani connected to them on the same type of root, even though they don't have meme, is fanajinu, because it has what? Fatta on the first letter, fatta aleph on the second letter, kasra ya on the third root, yani from finjan you have fanajinu, and from kursi You have qara-si-yu. Yani what do they have in common? They have fatta, fatta alif. Qara-si-yu. Then, yani kasra ya. Yani because the ya in qara-si has a shadda. So it's qara-si-yu. Like mafa'ilu. Okay? Mindil, handkerchief. Miftah, ki, finjan. Yani a teacup. And qara-si, kursi, a chair. Okay, so these are the categories, the types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, that yani are to be taken for this level one course. Okay, most of these we had at somewhere along the line, yani either in lesson 4, lesson 9, lesson 10, 13, 14, and 16. In those lessons we had most of these types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Alright? So, you can go back and look. Lesson 4, lesson 6, I mean not lesson 6, lesson 9, lesson 10, lesson 13, lesson 14, and lesson 16. So we should have had in those lessons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yani like 6 of these 8 types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. We should have had most of them in the lessons that we had earlier on in this book at some point. The last type that we had was in lesson yani 16, 13, 14, and 16, yeah. Alright, so that's basically it for the categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. I hope that the examples they gave us help us to group together words that are from the same type. Masculine proper nouns that end with termabuta along with feminine proper nouns. Yani adjectives and masculine proper nouns that have the extra aleph and noon. Adjectives and masculine proper nouns that on the pattern of afa'alu. Foreign proper nouns and broken plurals, yani of these various different patterns. Af'ila, fu'ala, mafa'il, and mafa'il. So, I mean, we just go through these words. Practice reading them, try to memorize as many as possible, and memorize them together with other words that are from the same group. And then also memorize these 8 categories. Yani put it in your head. The 2 categories are in reference to feminine proper nouns and masculine proper nouns that end with termabuta. 2 more categories are related to words, either masculine proper nouns or adjectives that end with aleph noon. 2 more categories are masculine proper nouns or adjectives that are on the pattern of afalu. And the last 2 categories are foreign proper nouns and certain broken plural patterns. Alright, so now we want to do the exercise. There's only one exercise for this lesson. Okay, it's just a list of words. The instruction is on the bottom of page 118. All the words are, yani 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines of words on page 119. And I hope that you have numbered them. If you didn't, when we start reading, I want you to number the lines so everybody can stay together. Okay, the instruction says at the bottom of page 118, tamrinun. Tamrinun, with tanween on the end. Tamrin means exercise. It's plural. Tamarinu is yani on the pattern of mafa'il. So it's mamnu' min as-sarf. But the singular is not mamnu' min as-sarf. Tamrinun. Exercise. Because this lesson only has one exercise. The instruction says, Iqra al-kalimat al-atiyata. Read the following words. Waqtubha. And write them. Ma dhabti awakhiriha. Along with making exact, dhabt, or precise, their endings. So read these words and write them. And when you write them, make sure you put the voweling on the end, because we don't know if it takes tanween or no tanween. We don't know if it takes fatta, kasra, dhamma. Okay, all of this is part of the lesson. So make sure you vowel the endings of the words. Okay, we're going to read them together. Okay, again, we can number these lines as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. Okay, they are not numbered, but I have numbered my page, so I can know what line I'm on, so you can follow me, okay? So what we should have done here, we should have read these words with their proper endings, with either tanween or no tanween, with dhamma, kasra, or fatta, whatever it's supposed to take. And we should have also identified. In order to know if it takes tanween or not, we have to know if it's mamnu' min as-sarf. And also, we should identify, when we say, okay, it doesn't take tanween because it's mamnu' min as-sarf, we should identify why is it mamnu' min as-sarf. And we should also know the meanings of these words, yani, as vocabulary words, okay? So as we go through this, we're going to stop on every word and we're going to say what is the meaning of it, if there's a necessary meaning, yani, other than if it's just a name. And we're going to say that it's mamnu' min as-sarf or not. And if it's mamnu' min as-sarf, we're going to say why it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so let's read together. Let's read what we have already written and make sure that we have the endings correctly. Line number one, from right to left, Muhammadun. And that's a name, right? It's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Masculine proper nouns generally are not mamnu' min as-sarf unless there's some reason for it, like it ends with tarmabuta, or it has alif noon added, or it's on the pattern of af'al, or it's a foreign proper noun. Otherwise, masculine proper nouns are not mamnu' min as-sarf. Second word, khalidun. And it's a male's name, it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Maryamu. Female proper noun, that's why it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Fatimatu. Feminine proper noun, mamnu' min as-sarf. Abbasun. Masculine proper noun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Hamzatu. Masculine proper noun ending with tarmabuta, mamnu' min as-sarf. Masajidu. Masjids, plural of masjid. Yani it's mamnu' min as-sarf because it's on the pattern of mafailu. Kutubun. Plural of kitab, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Kutubun. Line 2. Aqlamun. Yani aqlamun. It's not mamnu' min as-sarf. It's the plural of qalam. Manadilu. Handkerchiefs. The plural of mindil. It's mamnu' min as-sarf because it's on the pattern of mafailu. Buyutun. Plural of bait. Houses. Not mamnu' min as-sarf. Zumala'u, mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani the plural of zamil. It's mamnu' min as-sarf because it's a broken plural pattern. Yani one of the broken plural patterns that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani fu'ala'u. That's the pattern, fu'ala'u. Landanu, mamnu' min as-sarf. Foreign, proper noun, name of a city. Sufyanu, mamnu' min as-sarf. Masculine proper noun, but it ends with alif noon. Extra alif noon. Hamidun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Ahmadu, mamnu' min as-sarf. Because it's a masculine proper noun on the pattern of af'alu. Line 3. Ibrahimu, yani mamnu' min as-sarf. Because it's a foreign proper noun. Makkatu. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Feminine, proper noun. Feminine, proper noun. Zainabu. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Feminine, proper noun. Asdiqa'u. Mamnu' min as-sarf. It's the plural of sadiq, meaning a friend. And it is mamnu' min as-sarf because it's a broken plural pattern that is from the broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, yani af'ila'u, from sadiq, af'ila'u. Mudarrisatun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Mahmudun, masculine proper noun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Baghdadu, mamnu' min as-sarf because it's a foreign proper noun. Line 4. Jamilun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Kabirun, yani jamil means beautiful or handsome. Kabirun means big, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Akbaru, yani it's mamnu' min as-sarf. It's a masculine proper noun on the pattern of af'alu. Mujtahidun means a diligent, hard-working one, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Tawilun, not mamnu' min as-sarf, means tall. Kaslanu, mamnu' min as-sarf. Because it's an adjective, yani that ends with alif and noon. It's on the pattern of fa'alanu. K كسلان جوعان عطشان and so on like that. Means lazy. طلاب plural of طالب means it means students. It's not ممنوع من الصرف. فقراء فقراء يعني ممنوع من الصرف because it is from the broken plural patterns that are ممنوع من الصرف. The pattern فعلاء like علماء and أمراء فقراء from فقير means poor. Line 5 علي it's a masculine proper noun not ممنوع من الصرف. باكستان ممنوع من الصرف foreign proper noun. عمار not ممنوع من الصرف masculine proper noun. سيارات not ممنوع من الصرف يعني feminine common noun. أحمر يعني ممنوع من الصرف adjective a color on the pattern of أفعل. إسماعيل ممنوع من الصرف foreign proper noun. باريس ممنوع من الصرف foreign proper noun the name of a city. Line 6 باب not ممنوع من الصرف قلم not ممنوع من الصرف مدارس ممنوع من الصرف يعني مدارس the plural of مدرسة it's on the pattern of broken plural pattern مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف جدة ممنوع من الصرف foreign proper noun name of a city جدة مفاتيح يعني ممنوع من الصرف a broken plural pattern that is from the broken plural patterns ممنوع من الصرف يعني مفاعيل like مناديل نعم means it's the plural of مفتاح key مدرسة not ممنوع من الصرف it's just a common noun feminine common noun ملآن ممنوع من الصرف يعني an adjective on the pattern of يعني فعلان ending with ألف and نون line 7 the last line مكاتب ممنوع من الصرف the plural of مكتب meaning a desk or table or an office it's on the broken plural pattern of مفائل مكاتب like مدارس and مساجد قريب not ممنوع من الصرف near أسامة ممنوع من الصرف masculine proper noun that ends with feminine ending تاء مربوطة okay I hope that we got all of these words right that we understand their meanings we recognize which ones are ممنوع من الصرف and we also recognize why they are ممنوع من الصرف okay we're going to end this lesson with الكلمات الجديدة the new words by the way الجديدة is a not or a صفر describing الكلمات but because الكلمات is a غير عاقل plural the not that we're describing with is going to be feminine singular alright if it was an عاقل plural and we wanted to describe it with being new, we would have to use the plural of جديد, which is جدد. But here, because it's غير عاقل, we can use the feminine singular, جديدة. Okay, let's look at the words. الفنجان means a coffee cup or a teacup. الفنجان means a teacup. And its plural is فناجين. This is a broken plural pattern. مفاعيل. Going down. المدرسة means the school. Its plural is مدارس. Broken plural pattern, مفاعل. المسجد means the place of prostration, of سجدة, the place of worship. Its plural is مساجد. Broken plural pattern, مفاعل. الدقيقة, الدقيقة يعني means a minute in time, 60 seconds. Its plural is دقائق. دقائق. Broken plural pattern on the pattern of مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف. The next word قال he said and قالت she said. يعني هو قال هي قالت. Going to the left hand column, المنديل means the handkerchief. Its plural is مناديل. Two long vowels. ممنوع من الصرف on the pattern of مفايل. المفتاح means the key. Its plural is مفاتيح. يعني broken plural pattern. The pattern is مفاعيل. يعني the same as مناديل. مفاتيح has two long vowels. مناديل also has two long vowels. Broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. The final words are colors. So these are يعني adjectives. Colors are adjectives on the pattern of أفعالو ممنوع من الصرف. أبيض white, أحمر red, أخضر green, أسود black, أزرق blue, أصفر yellow. And this is the end of lesson 22. We have one lesson remaining. There's just a few minutes, so we're not going to go into the new lesson here. It wasn't part of our homework anyway. I didn't think that we would take this today. But what we're going to do is just take a quick look, right, at lesson 23, which is going to be our final lesson. Alhamdulillah. Next week we'll be taking lesson 23, which is a continuation of lesson 22. And this lesson merely reminds us that generally words are majrur for two reasons. Either because they're the object of a preposition, like ila, or fi, or ala, or min, or an. And the second reason is because they are the second part of an idafa construction, the mudafun ilayhi. All other words are majrur because they're following something else, because they are not, and they have to agree with the man'ut, or their bedel has to agree with the mubdal minhu, or they are ma'atuf, yani connected by waw al-ataf to another word, or by any other conjunction, and so on. But basically, words are majrur because of two reasons, because they're following the object of a preposition or they're mudhafan ilayhi. In this lesson 23, they're telling us that words are generally majrur for these reasons, and the sign that they are majrur, primary sign, is kasra. But there are words that we have been studying in lesson 22 that are called diptotes, yani mamnu min asarf. When they are in the position where they should be majrur, we say they are majrur. But the sign of them being majrur is not kasra, but rather it is fatha in the place of kasra. Yani fatha taking the place of kasra. And the categories of mamnu min asarf that we have studied in lesson 22, we're going to see all those different types of words, and we're going to see that when they are majrur, instead of taking kasra, they take fatha. And next week, inshallah, I'll mention again. I mentioned it this week because I was afraid I might forget, but I'll mention it again, that there is an exception to words that are mamnu min asarf, that when they are majrur, they don't take kasra, they take fatha. There's an exception to this, and that is in two cases. If that word either has alif lam attached to it, now it can take kasra if it's majrur, or if it is the first part of an idafa construction, the mudaf, then it can take kasra if it's majrur. In those two cases. Otherwise, words that are mamnu min asarf, when they are in the position where they are majrur, the sign of them being majrur is not going to be kasra, it's going to be fatha in place of kasra. That's a secondary sign for words that are mamnu min asarf when they are majrur. So we're going to talk about that next week, and then we're going to look at, yani after reading through that, we're going to look at the Arabic text at the beginning of lesson 23, which is just over a page, and after the Arabic text, yani there are several exercises that yani clarify these rules that we had in lesson 22 and the additional points that we want to make from lesson 23. There are four exercises, so that's going to be our homework, yani to review lesson 22 English key, to read, to preview English key for lesson 23, memorize the vocabulary for lesson 23, and as well yani read the Arabic text on page 120 and 121 at the beginning of lesson 23, and the four exercises. Four exercises on page 121, 122, and 123. So inshallah, hopefully tomorrow I'll be sending out the homework, the weekly homework, and a proposed schedule for weekly homework, which will be, you need to review lesson 22, and to preview lesson 23. We will finish next week, Be'ezin Lillahi Ta'ala. I hope to hear from some of you concerning what is your preference and what is your suggestion for review. Next week will be our last session for this level one. And the following week we'll start review. I want to hear what is your suggestion. I see that we have about 21 people listening to the lecture right now. Some of you, and your names are showing up on the screen, people that we know. Probably the other people, they might not be any registered with Mixler, so we're not seeing their names showing up. But any the people that I see here who I know, I hope I will hear from you, Yusuf and Hanif, and yani everybody else who we see, sisters up here, that we see your names up here. We are so happy that you have stick with us, you have stuck with us until the end here. We're in the last lesson next week, and I want you, yani, to give me your input. I want to hear from you, what do you prefer? Okay, so we're going to try to go with what the majority prefers. If we do a review of the grammatical rules for book one, not from the Medina book, but from another book, if we do that, then we have like several, maybe three different books that people have written as reviews of the grammatical points for Medina book one. In the beginning of this year, in January or February, we had done one of those review books. So we won't be doing the same one. If we do a review book, we'll be doing one of the other ones. Okay, or some combination or something like that. I'm not really sure, but if I hear from you, that will help me to make a decision that, yani, you would like. Okay, we'd like to try to do something that you want to do. So we want to hear from you. So please, yani, let's hear from the brothers and sisters. Please send me an email and let me know what you are thinking, what you prefer. And if you're not sure, just say it doesn't matter, but let me just hear from you, yani, that you don't mind if we go back over the keys from the Medina book, or that we actually go and do, yani, some review of the grammatical points from another book. Let me at least hear from you. Okay, so I want to hear from everybody, inshallah, especially people whose names I see up here. I know you. I know that you're here with us every week. I see your names up there all the time. And then we have like other people, 16 or so people. I don't know. I don't see their names. I don't know who they are. But I want to hear from you too. I want to hear from you too. If you download the Mixler, or you register in with our page so we can see your names, it would be nice. So we know who's with us. But otherwise, even if we don't know your name, we still want to hear from you. You've been with us, mashallah, over these weeks and months. And your input is valuable to us. So let us hear from you. Jazakum Allahu khair wa barakallahu fikum. May Allah protect us from every harm and every evil. May Allah grant a cure to every one of us who is sick or ill with whatever it might be. May Allah make our sicknesses and our illness a means of expiation of our sins, and a means of multiplication of our hasanat, and a means of elevation of our darajat. May Allah accept whatever we offer to Him of good as being done for His sake alone. May Allah overlook our shortcomings, forgive us our sins, and keep us firm and steadfast upon the path that is pleasing to Him, until we return to Him in a condition that's pleasing to Him and being pleased with Him. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, the book 2 class will be starting at 3 o'clock, in 1 hour, and after Salatul Asr. Hope to see those of you who are in book 2 with us, and in another hour. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khayra.